Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. Step up, Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now. DJ, man. She in the building, man.
What
it do, man? DJ, man, you in this?
Hell yeah. You know what's going on. Shout out DJ Jerry, man.
The Woods. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've been watching you, like, been listening. Like, I listen to everything. The sample two. Like, everything you got on streaming platforms. And I ain't gonna lie, like, I feel dumb as a because I just been sleep so long, man. Like,
I appreciate you. No bullshit. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you tapped in.
Facts. Yeah, because you're definitely talented. And I'm just like, dog, like, why the f*** didn't I run across this by myself? You know what I'm saying? But we here, so we go about to go crazy.
It'd be a lot of hidden gems and shit, you know.
Definitely. So, definitely in Milwaukee.
Definitely.
Hell yeah, but before we get into it, like, how did you even get into the rap shit? Like, how you get here?
Shit, really, I've been a rapper since I was young. Shit, like, it really originally started from, like, poetry.
Okay.
I used to write a lot of, like, poems and shit. Mm. And it kind of transitioned into rap.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it became rap around, like, 16, 17.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Type.
What made you want to do poetry, like, first?
Really, it was just I had a thing for words, for real. And then, too, it, like, help me communicate, like, you know, poetry, music is like another form of communication, so
yeah,
it really helped me, like, express more and communicate,
yeah,
type shit. Because yeah, I'm, if you can't tell, like, I'm really a laid back, like, I'm an introvert, I don't really talk to a lot of people and shit like that, so
yeah, definitely, yeah, because you're just super laid back. I remember, I don't know if you remember, but when you came and did in a rap cap, I said, you remind me of Queen Latifah, like, you know what I'm saying? And then you looked at me like, what? Like Queen Latifah.
Of, right. Like, damn, you took it all the way back. But I get the comparison. I get what you're trying to say. Like,
yeah.
I get it.
Because Queen Latifah, I ain't gonna lie, she one of my favorite female rappers, like, ever. Like,
me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just her style, like, and just her being her. Like, I like people like that, bro. Like, if you, like, I'm automatically fuck with you.
Type shit. Original.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I know you said DMX, though, like, when we first met, like, was that one of your biggest inspirations, like, DMX?
Definitely, because he kind of came from poetry, too, you know
yeah
what I'm saying? So, we kind of got the similar background, mm-hmm, like, and as far as how we rap, like, the grittiness and
yeah
the authenticness, like, yeah.
Definitely. But shit, like, out of the female rappers, like, who did you fuck with?
Like, famous people, you saying, like, industry people?
Or any whoever, it don't matter.
I had a lot of inspiration, like Nicki Minaj. Everybody know I'm a big Nicki fan. I'm a Barb.
Yeah.
All day. Lil Kim, definitely.
Yeah.
Raw Digga. I don't know if people know who Raw Digga is. Yeah. Lil Kim, you know,
yeah,
just all the Missy Elliott, all yeah the heavy people. Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a couple.
That's crazy. You know, it's funny, like, I had did a top five all time, and, I had Nicki Minaj on there. I put her number five because, like, I was like, man, I got to have at least one female, like, rapper on here. But then after I started doing more and more research, I was like, man, I could have left her ass off of this motherfucker.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, she ain't better than a lot. Like, she ain't better than, like you said, Lauryn Hill. She ain't better than.
I mean, you can't. I always tell people, like, that's kind of trying to compare, like, Jordan and LeBron. You can't compare the two because it's two different eras, number
yeah
one. And it's just two different people, like two different lanes. I don't really think you can compare those type of people, you know?
Yeah.
But Nicki, I definitely felt like she carried us for a lot of eras and she opened doors for a lot of people. So
facts.
People tend to not respect the legends no more. They feel like they got to respect the people that's shining right now. But
yeah,
these are people who paved the way for these people to have these opportunities. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely. Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. Like, to me, like, with my own eyes, like, what I done seen with female rap, I feel like she was, like, I'm trying to see how to say it. Like I never seen as many females try to copy her when she was hot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the bang, with the, I thought that, like, the way
mm-hmm
she rapped and all that shit. Like, when she was doing that shit, everybody was trying to copy her. You know
definitely
what I'm saying? And I feel like she, like, that's why I consider her the best female rapper ever. You
me
know
too
what I'm saying?
Me too. That's definitely what's up. I feel you a Barb too, period. That's all I'm saying. Like, what? Just get respect when it's due. Like,
definitely. Hell yeah, because, like Pac, like, that's why I said Pac was the most, like, Like, if you say rapper, it's going to show Tupac. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I beg to differ, but I feel what you're saying. Yeah. Like, he had an influence over the world.
Influence, yeah.
I'm more of a Biggie fan, just because I'm really more of a lyricist. You know, like, I definitely want to put out a message, because that's more like what Pac was. He was the person to put out a message, but I'm a lyricist at the end of the day, so yeah. I kind of relate more to, like, Big. But I get what you're saying, though, definitely. Yeah.
Dude, Big, like, it's so crazy with Dog. Like, dude had literally, he recorded 2 albums, and he's still being talked about. Like,
yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Definitely. Like, can't nobody fuck with, like, he, we were just talking about Cheddar for, like, a little minute ago. He like, really a word wizard, and that's kind of, like, the same feeling I get when I be, like, in the studio with Cheddar and shit like that, like. So yeah,
shout out Cheddar, man. That's my dog, man.
Shout out my boy.
His ass, bro. He pulled up on me, but he ain't. We gotta get an interview. We gotta get a rap cap. All that shit, man. But shit, like, how you even meet like Cheddar? Because like I said, I listen to all your music. Like, you got songs with Cheddar, Bird. You know what I'm saying? Like Black Aladdin. I seen you got a song with him. I seen you got a song with Dre Cash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I listen to all that shit.
Type,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and, you done tapped in, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm tapped in. So, like, how did you even, like, link with them, period? Because, like, all them niggas street. You know what I'm saying? Like,
type shit.
All them niggas come from the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit. I mean, real niggas respect talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, real niggas know when they, like, especially niggas who in the rap scene like me, like, people know who can really rap.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, you know?
Definitely.
But as far as like me Cheddar and shit, I kind of like always wanted a song with Big Cheddar. Like, I don't know, like, that mixtape carried that DJ Jerry and Big Cheddar mixtape, that shit carried me through summers, nigga. Like, I wasn't listening to none of that new shit. I was bumping that
Big Cheddar
on my mama. So I kind of just always wanted some shit with Cheddar, and like one day I was just, he had just got out of jail and shit.
Yeah,
he was dropping that tape he just dropped before like this one, like
the first tape
out. First tape out, yeah. And I had shit, I just, on a whim, I'm just like, shit, let me just see, like, what he gonna say if I be like, hey, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to woo, woo, woo. So he, like, I wrote him, he, like, send me some shit. Yeah. So I'm like, well, at this point, I'm in my head. I sat on that shit for, like, 3 days. Like, I don't know what the fuck I should see. Yeah. Like, so I fucked around and sent them, like, 3 joints. Mm. I sent them 2 joints, and I sent them that Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
And he heard that Miss Jackson, he like, bro, you wrote this shit? He like, you be writing that shit for real? I'm like, yeah, nigga, like, what you mean? Like, he like, I want to get on that Miss Jackson, that motherfucker code, we could do that one.
Yeah.
So shit, after that, it was just history after that shit.
Facts. Yeah, yeah, because both of y'all bark like, y'all style is completely different, but I thought you was going to come back in, but this nigga ripped when the whole.
And that's what I said. I said, you know what? I learned my lesson. Ain't no nigga never going second. I'm going second. Because when I say Cheddar got on that bitch and walked on that motherfucker, like, hold on, bro.
His ass barked, though. I was like, bro, daddy, this nigga went too crazy on that bitch.
He knew what he was finna do. That's why he said that on God.
Yeah. Because, like, and I seen the video with you and Bird. Rich Nerds has shot it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out Moosey.
Yeah, Moosey. Oh, yeah, Moosey. Yeah, I keep forgetting his name. Moosey,
oh, yeah. I just say that shit, but Rich Nerds.
Rich Nerds, yeah. Yeah, but, like, Bird, was it the same way? Did you just contact him? He said, man, she fire. I'ma just fuck with her.
Yeah, kind of, but, like, Bird kind of reached out to me. He had saw this song I dropped called The Greatest.
Okay.
And he was like, bro, I got my money on. I got my money behind her. Any female rapper y'all bring, I got my money behind her type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he just reached out like, yeah, we should do something. And then we just, it was history shit. Yeah,
that's hard, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because like I see, like I said, I looked at everything, like, and the way you came on a rap cap, like, that shit was too far. Like, you know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
That shit, man. Yeah. Because people tend to overlook, like I get the era now, like, it's about the vibe and how the shit make you feel. But like, I'm more of an original rapper. Like, I really be focused on like bars and metaphors. And I'm glad that people still appreciate that shit, you know?
Yeah. Cause I ain't gonna lie, one bar that stuck out to me on that in the rap cap, you said you got 7 different niggas but got 9 options.
Like, you messy as hell. You funny as a bitch. Hell no.
But like, what you, I got an idea what you meant, but like, how would you explain it? Like, to, if you break it, did a bar breakdown on that shit?
Shit, I mean, it's basically saying like, shit, I really got 7 niggas, but I can pick from 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically to sum it up.
Right, right.
Type shit.
But I feel like it went over a lot of people's head, because what I got over is like, Like, even these seven, nigga, y'all replaceable, nigga. Like, that's how
that
I
too.
Felt.
You
like,
can look at it that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
type
how I looked
shit.
At it.
Yeah.
But shit, like you said, like, you've been doing it for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, what motivates you to still, like, do the shit here in Milwaukee? Because you don't sound like a Milwaukee rapper.
Right, exactly. Honestly, the people keep me going. Like, the people, just seeing people and, like, all these new, different, talented people. Yeah. You know, just seeing that shit just keep me grounded and want to just keep going and perfecting my craft. You know what I'm saying? Because I can always be better. Like, yeah. You know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I seen, like we said before you came, like, he's like, man, I know you was looking like that. I don't know if she gay. I don't know if she straight. I don't know if she femme. Like, because... When I seen you pull up in the rap cap, I was like, okay, she pure, she hip hop, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I thought. And then when I seen the bird video, I was like, she could do this shit if she want to. Like, she don't want to be viewed as that, basically.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you like, man, I could cover up and still be cold and still get y'all attention like this.
Exactly. And you like, it ain't even so much of that. It's just, this just really me. Like, yeah. I can't fake nobody. Like, I can't be like these people because that's just not me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my style. I'm a Pisces. I'm emo. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just, you know.
I'm about to go. Interview.
Why y'all be on Pisces so bad, man, like that? Y'all gotta chill out on that shit, bro. No,
dude, like, I swear, like, Pisces, like, is the coolest people. Like, when you meet them, like, you feel like you, like, man, this my dog. I love this nigga. Like, I love her. Like, but then as soon as y'all, like, don't get y'all away or y'all get mad, y'all just flip. Like,
really?
Yeah.
You think we flip?
Yeah. Not flip, like, not a tantrum or nothing like that. I mean, like, just switch up the whole thing. Like
switch up on people?
Yeah, switch up, bro. Like, a Pisces going to switch up.
I don't necessarily think that's true.
You don't think
so? I feel like Pisces, we love so hard until we hate you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
so,
what it is.
Yeah, like, if you do some shit to us, we gonna keep trying, but once it gets to that final point, it's just like, there's nothing else I can do for you. Now I hate your ass. Now there's nothing else we can do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what you mean, but I feel like that's everybody. So
nah,
what?
Nah. My brothers, I got two Pisces brothers, and they both police is a bitch. And they called the police, made a statement over you all type of shit. They both Pisces.
Don't put that on Pisces, bro. Don't put that on. We ain't making no statements, my nigga. We ain't saying no. We ain't talk to no police. None of that shit going on my life. Yeah.
But shout out to Pisces though, man. Shout out all the Pisces.
For real though. Shout out Pisces.
Yeah, yeah. But like, what do you think about the females just like that do that? Because, you know, Sexy Red, Big Glow, Lotto, they all hard. You know what I'm saying? But then it's BK the Ruler. You know what I'm saying? It's all different type of other rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, where do you think you meet in between that line, between them? You know what I'm saying?
I actually think I'm right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I'm so versatile, I could do that and I could do, you know what I'm saying, like, real hip-hop shit. Like, I'm not really, like, I ain't gonna lie, I can't get on the record and be talking about, like, the shit they talk about. But yeah. I can get close to it, you know what I'm saying, without it being so explicit and shit like that, because that's just not my style, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'm right in the middle. I'm in a good spot, you know what I'm saying? I could do both. I could look like a girl, I could look like a nigga. Like, not saying like that, but, like, right. You know what I'm saying? I could be me, I can be a girl, like... So I'm right in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, me and my daughter, we talk all the time. Like, I think it was 2 years ago. I just found out what emo was when Drake said something. Drake mentioned emo on the song. He was like, something about a girl being his girl emo or something. And I was like, what the hell is emo? Like, and she showed me when she showed me, it just blew my mind.
But you know what? People be thinking emo mean like gothic and like all black and like, no, that's not what it means. It just means emotional. It's just a shorter word for emotional, that's all.
Right.
Like,
but I told her it was an evolved form of gothic though.
I don't necessarily feel that way, because it's like everybody who's emo don't wear all black and like is like a gothic type of person. Right. Like me, I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't even guess that. Like, if you, when you told me, that's why I was so shocked. Like, I was like,
really?
Sure. Yeah, like, you don't, I don't know, like the emo people I've seen is like, who is emo? I think Playboi Carti, like, to me, he emo.
But see, that's your perception of what you think that is. That's not, yeah, that's not really what emo is. It just means emotional, like a shorter word for emotional. But a lot of people who are emo do be them dark people that wear them dark colors. And, like, so that's probably why you got that perception. But everybody who's emo, not. Because look at JT. Like, she's emo, but
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I know, well, Uzi, like, I'll see Uzi as emo. Like,
exactly. Yeah, so you see the compare, like, you see.
I see now,
type shit.
That's crazy. Yeah, JT, yeah, I would never guess that.
Hell yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, but shit, like, everybody, like, it's a lane for everybody. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's 2025. Like, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lane for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I respect it. Whatever get y'all paid and whatever, you know what I'm saying, y'all feeling at that moment, I respect it. I don't shit on nobody rap because eras change and sound change. So you could be saying that shit week now, but in 2 years, everybody love that shit. So
the real.
It's your shit.
The real. Hell yeah. But shit, like, I know you got an EP dropping soon, right?
Hell yeah. The Sample 2. We'll be dropping soon. Stay tuned for that. Like, we got a lot of shit coming out. No bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you got features on there, or do you, like, kind of doing a dolo?
I got maybe, like, one or two features on there. I ain't doing really, like, too many features and shit, because I'm just really trying to, like, the Sample 2, I had a couple features.
Yeah.
I don't really just, like, I don't get on songs with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying it like that, no disrespect to nobody, but I don't really, I pick and choose who I make music with, because I take that shit serious. I don't really be on what other motherfuckers be on, so, yeah.
All right, yeah, that makes sense, because if you do a song with a motherfucker that you don't, like, vibe with their music, it's be like, damn, I got to force some shit now.
Exactly,
like,
that.
Like, and it ain't going to be you. Like, it's not even going to be a song that you even fuck with.
Type,
like,
shit. The vibe got to be right, definitely.
Yeah. But shit, like, out of the female Milwaukee rappers, like, who you, like, listen to? Like, out of anybody. It could be old, new, whatever.
Dog, you killing me, my nigga. I'm going to say, she don't really, like, even make music no more, but I really fuck with Dolo Jazz. I don't know if she's but I ain't seen that much from her recently. So, I'm going to just say Jazz. I fuck with Jazz. She know that. Dolo Jazz. I fuck with Lil Lonnie P, too. I like Lil Lonnie P.
Lonnie, she was going crazy.
I don't really see, like, I don't really listen to Milwaukee music like that. Okay. So, I'm just throwing out the people that I've been seeing or, like, that I know of type shit. Yeah. Who else can I say? That's all I'm going to give.
Lonnie Dolo Jazz. But shit, yeah, like you said, Dolo, like, I mean, Jazz, she definitely got to drop something, man. Because I recorded her, what was that, last year or something? And she came through and dropped fire, though.
Bro, I be telling people, y'all think I'm tough, bro? Jazz tough.
She nice.
That bitch tough. Like, when she I don't hate on bitches. When you talented, you talented. Jazz tough on my mama. Like, I ain't gonna cap.
I remember when she first, like, rapped for me, she was working in here for a little bit. Because I think she was doing either makeup or
hair or something.
Hair, yeah, it was something she was doing. And she rapped for me, and I was just like, man, you ain't disrespectful enough. Like, I told her that, and I wish I didn't tell her that, because I was just like,
she's a real lyricist, like me. Like, she's really that, bro. Like, she one of the type of motherfuckers that really, like, be saying shit in they raps.
Yeah.
Like, not just no shit that rhyme at the end. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I respect her, because she real talented.
Facts. Yeah, she got bars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, but, I ain't gonna lie, we gotta do something, man. We gotta do, like, a track. I need to put together something, like, a female. Even if it ain't all females, I'll put you on a track with a nigga or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, don't nobody wanna rap battle me. I'm telling y'all right now. Yeah. I've been waiting on a motherfucker to say my name in a rap. Come on. Cause I'm really like that on my daddy.
For real. Definitely. Shit, dog, like, the Sample 2 is on the way. You know what I'm saying? When you think it's dropping? Like, when you. Could we be expecting it?
I ain't gonna put no dates on it, because I'm really, really trying to lean towards the summer.
Okay.
Because I feel like I got a lot of, like, good summer shit that I've been making lately. So I don't know. I'm not gonna give it a date, but just know it's coming soon. I got the Sample 2 EP coming. Then I got my little mini doc coming too. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. That's on my page. I've been working shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah. Can't wait. Shit, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker?
Shout out everybody who support me, everybody who listens to my music. Shout out all my bitches on my life. Like, That's it. I love y'all.
Bullshit. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. DJ, what's happening?